Regarding patience is rewarded by Allah, the hadith tells us, Abu Talha had a son who was ill. Abu Talha went out during his absence, his son died. When he returned, he inquired, "How is my son?" Umm Sulaym, the mother of the boy, answered, "He is more settled than he was," and gave him his evening meal, and he ate. Afterwards, he slept with her. Then she told him, "We must bury the boy." The next morning, Abu Talha went to the messenger, praise and peace be upon him, and told him what had happened. He asked, "Were you and your wife together last night?" Abu Talha replied that they had been. So he supplicated, saying, "O Allah, bless them both." Later on, she gave birth to a son. Abu Talha said to me, Sulaym, "I will carry him until I reach the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him." And he took some dates with him. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked, "Have you brought anything with you?" Abu Talha replied, "Yes, some dates." The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, took a date, chewed it, and put it in the mouth of the baby and blessed it, and then named the baby Abdullah, meaning worshipper of Allah, bracket. A man of the Ansar said that he saw 9 of Abdullah's sons, and every one of them recited the Quran. In another narration, when the son of Abu Talha and Sulaym died, Sulaym told the other family members, "Do not tell Abu Talha about the boy, I will tell him myself." When he returned, she gave him his evening meal and he ate. Then she prepared herself nicely as she used to do, and they slept together. Afterwards, she said to him, "Abu Talha, tell me, if someone lends something to another and afterwards asks for it back, would the borrower be right to withhold what is borrowed?" He answered, "No." Then she said, "Then hope for your reward from Allah for that which has overtaken your son." Abu Talha was upset and said, "You kept me ignorant about my son's condition until after we had been together." So he left her and went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and told him what had happened. He said, "May Allah bless your night," and she conceived. Months later, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, was on a journey, and they, Abu Talha and Sulaym, were with him. It was the Prophet's custom to delay entering Medina at night when returning from a journey. Just as they were approaching Medina, Sulaym's contraction started. So Abu Talha stayed behind with her, and the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, continued. Abu Talha supplicated, saying, "You know, Lord, that I am eager to go with the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, when he goes out, and to be with him on his return, and now I am detained here as you see." Then Sulaym told him, "Abu Talha, I no longer feel the pain, let us continue." So they continued, and she gave birth to a boy upon the arrival in Medina. My mother, Sulaym, said to me, "Anas, no one should suckle the baby until after we have taken him to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him." Next morning, I carried the baby to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him.